got a long, thin body, and it's got two pairs of shiny wings. And it's got a hard beak, and usually you'd find it around damp places.
Now I don't know just what you're. We call them mosquito hawks. That's not what they are, but they have long, shimmery wings and a hard body, and they fly around the edge of water and out over the water. Mm-hmm. I don't know the real name for them. Do you?
Have you ever heard that they were a sign that snakes were near?
Yeah, I've heard them called snake flies. But I've never seen anything to indicate that that was true.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Snake Doctor?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Is that the same thing?
I guess it would be.
Who says that?
Huh?
Who says Snake Doctor?
Well, just mostly people that fish, you know, go around the water a lot.
They call them snake
doctors? Yeah. Mm-hmm. My brother used to do it a lot. He fished quite a bit, and he'd call them snake doctors.
What kind of insects will sting you?
Honeybees or bumblebees or wasps or yellow jackets or hornets. Mm-hmm. Any one of those. Can you think of any others?
Do yellow jackets build a wasp or a hornet sort of thing?
Well, it's not as big as a wasp, but its general formation is like a wasp. It's smaller and it's striped yellow and I guess brown. It looks yellow and black. Mm-hmm. The stripes go around its body. And a wasp is usually brown or red. But I guess actually a yellow jacket would be a member of the wasp family.
What kind of nest does a yellow jacket build?
I don't know. They build it in the ground in old rotten stump holder places like that. I guess I don't know if they build a comb. You know, bumblebees and hornets build a sort of a comb that they store honey in. But now I don't know if yellow jacket, they must have some way that they manage to save food.
Mm-hmm. What about an insect that'll build a nest out of mud?
A dirt dauber, is that what you're talking about?
Would they sting you?
Uh-uh. No, they don't bite, or I never have heard of one.
What about something that flies around at night and bites and it'll itch then where it...
Mosquito? Is okay. That what you're talking about?
And say if you went blackberry picking, this little tiny thing, insect that might get on you.
Well, red bug or chigger, I think actually there's maybe a little difference in them. Around here we call them red bugs.
Mm-hmm. What about an insect that hops around in the grass in the summer?
Grasshopper.
Okay. Have you ever heard those called hopper grass?
Yeah. I guess maybe just somebody thinking it's being funny, but grasshopper is a general term used.
Mm-hmm. And what about a small fish that you might use for bait? What might that be?
Well, around here they call them shiners. And some places they use small perch.
Mm-hmm.